Somebody said that watches imply a watchmaker. Buildings imply an architect. Paintings imply an artist. And this world with all of its design, all of its beauty, all of its symmetry and complexity implies a creator. The whole earth is full of God's glory. Amen. And everything that has breath ought to be praising the Lord. Everything that's breathing this morning ought to be praising the Lord. Amen. The tempest with its rattling hail should praise the Lord. The angelic hosts upon trembling thrones of celestial purity ought to be praising the Lord. Because this entire world is full of His glory. Somebody said, I see His glory in the mountains. I see His glory in the restless sea. I see His glory in the birds as they wing their way through the air, singing about His glory. The whole earth is full of God's glory. Amen? Amen. We're glad you're here this morning, and I want to call your attention. If you have your personal copy of the world's bestseller, I want to call your attention. We're happy to have all of our guests today. We are certainly pleased and happy that you're with us this morning. Luke chapter 24. Good to see Crystal, and she has a guest with her. So happy to see her today. And I want to read two verses. Ask you to read these verses after me, verses 30 through 32. If you have that, say amen. Luke chapter 24, verses 30 through 32. If you have it, say amen. Amen. Would you read this text after me? And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, blessed it, and broke, and gave to them. And their eyes were open, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. They said one to another, did not our heart burn within us? While he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures. Can we read verse 32 again? And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us? While he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures. Reading and using that text, I want to talk this morning from the subject. I want you to repeat this subject after me. Their hearts were on fire. Can we say it again? Their hearts were on fire. Oh, once again, their hearts were on fire. I want to thank the people of God for reading the word of God in the house of God. And this morning, I want to thank God for the power in his word. I want to thank God for the preciousness of his word. I want to thank the Lord that his word is a living word. I want to thank the Lord that his word is a glorious word. It's a word that never comes back to the Lord void. Amen. Their hearts were on fire. The Bible has a lot to say about the heart, because the heart of the matter is a matter of the heart. The Bible says the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder soul and spirit and the joints and the marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. The heart of the matter is, it is a matter of the heart. The Bible talks about a contrite heart. The Bible talks about a clean heart. The Bible talks about a faint heart. The Bible talks about a failing heart. The Bible talks about a fearful heart. The Bible talks about a hardened heart. The Bible talks about a pure heart. The Bible talks about a proud heart. The Bible talks about a stubborn heart. The Bible talks about a wise heart. The Bible talks about an understanding heart. The heart of the matter is, it is a matter of the heart. That's why David said, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. That's why Jesus said, this people draweth nigh unto me with their lips and honor me with their mouth, but their hearts are far from me. The heart of the matter is, it is a matter of the heart. That's why the Lord said, you shall seek for me. You'll find me when you seek for me with your whole heart. That's why the Lord said, you should love me with all of your heart. That's why he said, trust in me with all of your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. The heart of the matter is, it is a matter of the heart. That's why the Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence, but out of your heart and my heart are the issues of life. You see, you can't get your life right if you can't get your thoughts right. And if your mind is messed up, your life gonna be messed up. Amen? That's why you gotta guard. That's why I got to guard my heart. You have to guard your heart. But when we look at this text read so beautiful by Brother Wyatt, there were two men, they were recalling what happened inside of their hearts. Because as Brother Wyatt read, some earth-shaking and earth-shattering events had taken place in Jerusalem some few days earlier. Jesus of Nazareth, a mighty prophet in the sight of God and men, had been crucified, and some thought that he was going to redeem Israel. And people were down and out. Things can happen in your life and you can be down about it. It'd be hard to shake it off. I know Taylor Swift had a song called Shake It Off. Sometimes it's hard to shake it off. They were walking, and while they were walking, the Lord disguised himself and he walked along with them and be talking with them. And finally, after he walked with them and talked with them and explained the scriptures to them, and finally he went in to eat with them, and as the Lord broke the bread, they recognized who he was, and then the Lord vanished out of their sights. This lets me know that God can come beside you and walk with you in some of the darkest and the most difficult times of your life. Sometimes you might think you're alone, but the Lord right there walking with you. Sometimes the Lord can come by you and talk with you at the most unexpected times and unexpected places of your life, because he moves in mysterious ways. And they said that while he talked with us and while we walked along the way, our hearts burned within us. Their hearts were on fire. And the Lord can set your heart on fire. Amen. Somebody ought to say, come on back here, Lord. And set my heart on fire. Amen. I need my heart on fire. I don't know about y'all. I need to get excited this morning. Is that all right? Not just excited about the upcoming football game. Oh, I wish somebody knew what I was talking about. But I'm excited about the Lord. What he's doing in my life and my future sure is bright. Yes, sir. Because of the Lord. So there are two things I want you to see, my dear brothers and sisters. Number one, I want you to see the devil wants to set your soul on fire. And you say amen to that. And number two, the Lord wants to set your heart on fire. Fire is such a powerful force or element in the world. When fire is out of control, it can burn and destroy anything in its path. We read about in the western part of the country where wildfires are consuming land and homes in its path. But when fire is under control, it can be a very useful servant. We use fire to cook our food. Can you say amen to that? We use fire to warm our homes and to warm our bodies. We use fire in an industrial sense to produce good and services, so fire can be a very powerful element. Fire is so powerful that metaphorically we talk about fire. Sometimes we say that he set them on fire. And sometimes folks say when they get mad, if you keep messing with me, I'm going to knock the fire at you. Y'all heard that? Amen. And then sometimes they say he set the people on fire. Yeah. Alicia Keys, a popular R&B singer, wrote a song or sang a song entitled, "This Girl is on Fire." Y'all heard that one? Amen. And then back in the day, Brother Earl, that was a group out of Ohio Players. Y'all know about Ohio Players? And they sing a song entitled Fire. Yeah. Is that right? Amen. Yeah. And then there was a group, another group, named themselves after the elements. They said they were earth, wind, and fire. Reasons. I knew y'all knew about that. Is that all right? Because fire can be a provocative thing, and in the scripture the Bible says on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came to town as a rushing mighty wind and filled all the house where they were sitting, suddenly there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. Yes, sir. And then the book of James talks about the tongue. Talk about it, is a fire. And the tongue, if you don't control your tongue can set it off. The tongue, words can cause an explosion. It said the tongue is full of all deadly and unruly poison. So fire can be a very powerful thing. It can be used constructively as well as destructively. Well, the Son of God came into the world to expose the devil. The only person in this world, the only man in this world can handle the devil is Jesus. He was manifested that he might expose the works of the devil. In his ministry, he bound the strong man, that is, he entered Satan's domain and he bound him. In fact, when Jesus would walk into synagogues, demons would tremble and shake in his presence. Yes, sir. because he could expose. He cast out devils. He performed exorcism. People who had been bound by the devil for years, Christ set them free, and he can set you free today. If Satan got you tied up and bound, Christ can break every chain and set you free. He exposes the devil by telling us what he's about. He's a liar and a murderer. Did you know that the devil is a liar and a murderer? Yeah. He has a threefold diabolical agenda: to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The devil harasses people. The devil harms people. The devil puts people in bondage and in slavery. And I would dare say that a lot of problems you're having in your life right now, the devil got a hand in it. The devil leaves his signature. The devil leaves his calling card. He one day got behind Job and told God, if you just move the hedge, I'll make him curse you to your face. Devil got in Judas Iscariot and caused Jesus to commit betrayal. If betrayal is in your heart, and if you ever betrayed anybody, Satan got his hand in it. He sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. Devil got behind Peter and Jesus told him that Satan is after you and he wants to sift you like wheat. But I prayed for you that your faith doesn't fail.
Amen.
Amen. Then the devil got in the hearts of Ananias and Sapphira. They sold some land and lied about it. And folks, we'll lie about money. Oh, I can't get no hope, Holy Ghost, in here. They sold a piece of land for a certain amount and they lied about the price.
Yeah.
And held back a portion of the price. Well, Jesus exposes the devil and how he worked. And then the Bible says in Ephesians 6:16, brothers and sisters, that the devil has some flaming arrows or fiery darts. You ever seen the cowboy picture where they shoot the arrow that's on fire?
Yeah.
And I'm saying the devil wants to set your life on fire. He got some fiery darts. And the whole purpose of it is to shoot that fiery dart or flaming arrow and make it stick into the body and burn the body up.
Yeah.
Now, the devil's got some in his bag. They call fiery darts. And sometime in warfare, fiery darts were shot at forts, at ships, at tents. And they were designed to set your life on fire. And I'm sure some of us have encountered fiery darts. A fiery dart could be some bad news you receive. And you just can't hardly shake it off. They're just burning inside of you. A fiery dart could be some blasphemous thoughts you have in your own head. You didn't create them, but these thoughts are tormenting you.
Amen.
It could be that. A fiery dart could be an unexpected temptation.
Come on, help us, preacher.
You're trying to live right and out of the blue. You wrestling with some all night. You got up to get some water and tried to go back to bed and still couldn't go to sleep. Amen. Because it could be a fiery dot. And then a fiery dot could be a hurt. Well, you got hurt. You ever got hurt? Folks you didn't think was going to hurt you. Hello, lights.
Amen.
And you having a hard time dealing with it. You felt like somebody didn't treat you right. Somebody lied on you. You ever been lied on?
Yes,
well, kind of hang around because you might get lied on some more before it's over.
Yes,
is that all right?
But
I got some good news for you. But the Bible says in Ephesians 6:16 that we can quench all of the fiery darts of Satan with the shield of faith. So you gotta have faith in your life to deal with these fiery darts, or something will start to bothering you and you just can't shake it off. You think about it every day. Most of your time, you spend a lot of intellectual capital thinking about it.
Come on, help me out, preacher.
It ain't getting no better. You just worried about it. And I told my beautiful daughter, I said, don't pay interest on money you didn't borrow. What does that mean? Don't worry about stuff you can't do nothing about.
Right.
Hello? God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. The wisdom or the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Some stuff you gotta live with. Hello, y'all. But ain't no sense in you letting that mess up your life. Hello? Is that all right? And I'm telling you that you can quench all of the fiery darts of Satan with the shield of faith. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It is faith that allows us to overcome the world. So the devil wants to set your life on fire.
Amen.
So you got to have on some protection.
Yes.
You got to have on some protection, because Satan is shooting some arrows at you. You ever had an arrow shot at you? Amen. He wants to set your life on fire. But finally, let me tell you this. The Lord wants to put your soul, want to set your soul on fire. They said, Sister Sperling, that while he was talking to us, our hearts burned within us. Amen. Brother Lance, one translation renders it that while he was talking to us, our hearts were warmly filled. I got a warm sensation when the Lord began to talk to me about the word. Amen. Another translation, Dr. McCord renders it, that as we walk, our hearts just burn within us. We just had this excitement, this burning within me as he talked with us along the way.
Yes, sir.
We don't need churches that become ice houses.
Preacher.
There are some churches I've gone to and visited, I almost caught the flu in it because the church was so cold. Is that all right? Ah, we need a church where people are loving and warm. Is that all right? We need, and I'll tell you something, if a church ain't got much fire, it ain't much good. We need a church that's got some fire that can make a difference in this world. We need some preachers that's got some fire. Preach with some fire. Let fire be in your mouth, and you can be like Jeremiah, who said, I said I wasn't going to talk about him no more, but his word was in my heart wide like a burning fire. Shut up in my bone, and I was weary, and I just couldn't stay. I couldn't shut up because the word was there. I said I was going to quit, but I couldn't quit. We ought to be addicts for Jesus. I tried to give Christ up, but I can't give him up. He all in my heart. He all in my soul. He's worse than a drug. I can't give up. I'm high on Jesus. And Lord, I can't give him up. He set a fire burning in my heart. I ain't never felt nothing like this before. Amen. We need elders on fire. We need deacons on fire. We need church members that's on fire.
All right, help me out.
Don't have more fire for the basketball game than you have for the Lord. We're trying to change the culture at Bushey. I met with these great men, Rutledge and Wyatt, and we got a new theme for y'all. Y'all gonna like this. On time, God. Let's be on time for our on time, God. Say amen if you can. Let's be on time for what? Don't you want him to be on time for you? You don't want him late when you called him, do you? Praise God. Let's change the culture. Amen. We need to get excited about some things. We need to get it. We need some excitement in the church.
Amen.
Is that all right?
All right, preacher.
There are some things that this church needs to get excited about. Amen. Church, we need to get excited about the love of God. Anybody excited about love this morning?
Yes, sir.
What that girl say, I found love on a what kind of street? I knew y'all knew that. And lost it on a? Was it a lonely highway or just a highway?
Lonely.
I thought it was a lonely highway. But when you find the love of Christ, great God Almighty, you don't lose it. You know, the love of Christ is so transformative, it changed a man that was, you know, you can be so wrong, but God can turn you around. How many can say this one like R. Kelly, he saved me? Can you say he saved me? I ain't always been this pretty. Is that all right? But the Lord did what? He saved me. And if the Lord can save the chief of sinners, I don't care what you got, it ain't no problem but the Lord. You think you got some problem in your life the Lord can't handle? That's the lie the devil's telling you.
Yes, sir.
He's telling you can't nobody help you. That's a lie.
Amen.
The Lord can set you free. Here's a man who hated Christ, and now after Christ sets a fire in his heart, he said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God.
Yes, sir.
Who loved me. Why don't you go out and live like somebody died for you? Because somebody did die for you. Is that all right? I thank God for loving us enough to send Jesus. I thank Jesus for loving us enough to die for. And that'll make your heart burn. Is that all right? If you want to get excited about some, get excited about the love of God.
Yes, sir.
Then we ought to get excited about the grace of God. The grace of God is his unmerited favor.
Yes.
We're saved by grace. You can't do enough work to go to heaven. You can't earn your way. It's a gift.
Yes.
We're saved by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and godly and righteously in this present world. Get excited about grace.
Yes, sir.
Get excited about love. Let your heart burn.
Yeah.
We can't afford to let our hearts grow cold and die in us. That's why sometimes relationships fall, the love grow cold. Can love grow cold? Poop, 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 poop. Girl, what you doing? Girl, I just want to hear your voice. I ain't want nothing. Now, boop, 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 boop. Why you ain't call me? The love can do what? It can grow cold. And then we ought to get excited not only about the grace of God and the love of God, we ought to get excited about the promises of God. We shouldn't just merely sit on the premises. We shouldn't just merely be on the property, but we ought to stand on the promises. Because God has given us exceeding great and precious promises. Has anybody ever made a promise to you and didn't live up to it? Have you ever broken a promise? Have the promise ever been broken to you? Well, I'm telling you, the promises of God will never fail. Amen. So we ought to get excited. How many are excited about what God has promised you? Is your heart burning because of what he's promised you? And I'm getting more and more excited about heaven because I'm going there. Did you hear what I said? I'm going there. Jimbo, I'm excited about going there. I ain't in no rush, but I am excited about going. I ain't trying to get up out of here no time soon. However, I made my reservation. Amen. Some folks get more excited about going to Disney World than going to heaven. Is that all right? More excited about going to the Final Four than going to heaven. Amen. Amen. And then somebody ought to get excited as I close, as I say good morning to you. Get excited about the Word of God. God's Word, Sister Juliet, shines with scintillating beauty, like white pearls on blue velvet. There's a beauty about the Word. Ain't nothing like it. I have never seen so much disrespect for the Word of God in over 30 years plus of ministry, Brother Holcomb. But I still say God's Word is in a class all by itself. It's like a lamp unto my feet and a light under my feet. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. How many can say that this morning? I don't care what this world does, Sister Claudia. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And I plan to preach it to the day I die. Can you say amen to that? How many can say, I'm going to serve the Lord till I die? I'm on the battlefield for the Lord. You know he promised me that I promised him that I would what? Serve him. How many can say, I'll serve him? How many can say, I'm excited about serving him? Lord, restore unto me the joy. Excited about the church. How many excited about the church? Somebody need to get their hearts to burning. We need to get excited about the cause. Is that right? Yeah. Like I heard a preacher say that at one time he went to a guy's house. The guy was eating, Sister Johnson, and the guy was just smacking and patting his feet. He said, man, what did you eat? You know, when you get to eating it like that, guess what? Somebody gonna want some of it. All right? But if you eat it and you do this, ain't nobody. When it come down to the church and to Christ, I need to set my heart on fire. Because his word never comes back to him void. His word, Yvonne, is like a sword that penetrates. His word is like a light that illuminates. His word is like a hammer that obliterates. His word is like water that invigorates. His word is like bread that stimulates. His word never comes back to him void. And as he explained the scriptures and walked with them, they said, didn't our hearts burn? Now you need your heart burning, and don't let it burn because of heart burn. Burn because of the word of God is in you. Amen. What can a Christian do that's on fire? Amen. We need some people that are on fire for the Lord, because the Lord was on fire for us. Can you say amen to that? Ah, and he moves in mysterious ways. His wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps upon the sea and he rides upon the storm. Ain't God good? Somebody said the Lord has been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountain were brought forth, or even thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Is that all right? The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures unto all. And I'm telling you, the Lord can come by and walk with you, and you don't even know it. The Lord can come by and talk with you. Talk to the deepest inner recesses of your heart, and you don't even know it. Is that all right? Somebody ought to cry out with Jeremiah, your word was in my heart like a burning fire shut up in my bone. Is that all right? And when the word comes by, it can set off a fire and burning in my heart, because the word is living and powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. The word can cause my heart to burn, because it never comes back to God void. Is that all right? The word can cause my heart to burn, because it can build me up and give me an inheritance among them that are sanctified. Is that all right? The word can cause my heart to burn, because he will order my steps in his word. Is that all right? The word can do things for me that can't nobody do for me what the word can do for me. Is that all right? And I need the Lord to come on by here and set my life on fire. Come on by here and set my soul on fire. And you know, sometimes people get so excited. When they go into a game, they'll camp out the night before. Y'all all right? But ain't nobody camping outside the church. The night before, you know, when people do that, because Sister Johnson, their hearts are on fire. We ought to be on fire like Matthew was. Matthew told me he got his back to school haircut and he was ready to go. Is that right? Is that right? I know you told me that. You got to bag it up. Amen. Get on fire like little Dominique Shepherd told me. He always got a song he want me to sing. Amen. This morning he said, Brother Moss, he said, will you sing Come and Go to That Land? Or don't you want to go? Didn't you say that? I know you did. Dominique don't care about you got a song you want to sing. Dominique said, I got a song I want you to sing. Oh, his heart is burning. Is that all right? Oh, I see these children sometimes get excited about the word because their heart is burning. Is that all right? And as I said good morning to you, I remember back in the day, I was a big time Laker fan. And we were down in San Antonio, Rutledge. And we had come back. And all my children hated the Lakers, and I wondered if they belonged to me. Didn't none of them like the Lakers. Brother Earl, the game got tight. So it got down to the last minute, and I'm like this, and my heart is on fire. And Kobe came down. Kobe dribbled and faked, did the shake and the bake. Y'all know what I'm talking about? And they came wide, they came up to try to cut Kobe off, and Kobe kicked it to Big Shot Bob in the corner. Big Shot Bob went up, turned it loose. I got up, and all my daughters in the door just looking. The ball hit in the rim and rolled around. 1, 2, 3, and it jumped out. And Tim Duncan rebound. And my daughters was clapping. I said, y'all get out of here. Oh, we need somebody hearts to get on fire. Get excited. Can we get excited about the word? Amen. Rutledge is on fire with singing. Yes. Have y'all noticed him? Have y'all noticed him? Have y'all noticed him? Come out of there, Rutledge. Come on out of there. Y'all stand, please. We done. You heard me. Come on out of there. That man is on. Can you say amen to that? Alicia Keys ain't the only somebody on fire. This girl is what? How many can say I'm on fire for Jesus? Can you say that? I'm on fire for Jesus. I'm on fire for the Lord. Come on by here, Lord. And set my heart on fire. That's the message this morning. And I'm going to tell you something. If we will let him do that, oh, our lives. I tell you, I just got some excitement in me. Can y'all feel it? I got some, the Lord is setting my heart wide on fire. Amen? Cupcake, 82 years young. And says she ain't done yet. Her heart is still. We need some folks that hearts are on fire for the Lord. Amen? Well, how can I get my life right? Well, if you're not saved, you get saved by hearing the gospel, how Christ died for you. He did die for you. Love you enough to die for you. Was buried, rose for your justification. You got to believe that. Repent of your sins. Confess Christ. Be baptized in water. And get your heart on fire. Those men said our hearts just burn when he talked with us along the way. Lord, I want to feel that. Amen. If you are a child of God and you lost that loving feeling, you've lost your fervor, you ain't Sunday morning come around, you ain't excited. Well, I guess I go today. You done lost your heat. You remember back in the day when you first got saved and excited? You couldn't wait. So one time, Dr. Billy Washington was on a plane. And the plane got in trouble. So the plane almost did a somersault. So there was a white gentleman sitting on the plane with him and didn't want to talk to him. But after the plane, like the winner, he said, "You think we're going to make it?" When something happens, you'll stop all that mess. Is that all right? Well, the pilot said, "We're going to try to get back to the airport. We're in trouble." And finally, he kept maneuvering, and the grace of God come by and steadied that plane, and it got all right, and they landed safely. Dr. Washington said he couldn't wait to get to church Sunday because the Lord had set him on fire, because he had something to tell the folks about what the Lord. Sister Geraldine Harris told me, she said her and Brother Harris flew out to Chicago, and Sister Geraldine made a powerful statement Wednesday night. I said, "Girl, how you enjoy that flight?" She said, "The Lord can take care of me in the air like on the ground." Ain't that something? The Lord can reach you in the air. Praise God. But I just need to get my heart and my life on fire. Amen. Can we get on fire, church? Can we get on fire, church? Y'all ain't talking to me. Thank you, Jackie. Can we get on fire, church? Can we get on fire, church? Can we get on fire for the Lord? And then we can say, "I keep falling over, over, now I keep falling over. Over and over again. Now he gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love. I keep falling in love with him over and over. Oh,